This is File 30, Cycle 2. This is Jane McMillan. I am interviewing Nicholas Lachane, who is a junior at Salisbury School for Boys. He's going to talk about his educational background and Salisbury School, the things that he's done, the things that he hopes to do in the future. And we'll start with the genealogical information. Today's date is June 9th, 2016. What is your name?
Nick Lachane.
See, you got that right. Your birth date?
January 2nd, 1999.
And where were you born?
Sharon Hospital.
Your parents' names?
Becky and Jean Lachane.
Do you have brothers?
Yes.
And their names are?
Dylan and Nathan.
Where did you go to school before Salisbury School?
I went to Salisbury Central for 8 years, and then to IMS for my ninth grade year.
Who was the headmaster when you were at IMS? Do you remember?
Mark Devy.
Why did you choose Salisbury School?
I knew, like, it was a tight-knit community going in. I had some background already going in before because, like, I've grown up around here, and I've really... the hockey team, also another reason.
Yep.
I've watched growing up throughout the years, so.
So there was an interest in the school already?
Yeah.
In order to get into the school, how did you, did you have to apply, take a test? What happened?
So I went on one of the open house days, go and visit. So then you apply to
the
school.
Is there a form that
you have? Yep, there's a form you have to fill out. So I did the application. There's, I think, an essay you had to write. And then you had to take the SSAT, standardized test, also to see your scores. Yeah.
Did you go on a school visit?
Oh, yeah. I also went on a tour. When I went on the tour, my ninth grade year at IMS, I got toured by a kid named Anthony Vincent, who was a hockey player. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you have to go for an actual interview?
Yes.
Okay.
With the admissions office.
Alrighty. Now, what subjects do you like?
My two stronger subjects I love are math and science.
Okay. What else do you take?
The
math is pre-calculus?
Yes, pre-cal. And I'm taking AP Cal next year.
What's AP Cal? Applied?
Advanced placement.
Advanced placement, okay. And you said science. Chemistry?
Chem, yeah.
And what language
I took Spanish 3.
You said Spanish 3?
Yeah.
And religion?
Yes, that's just... it's an introduction to the Bible, I think. Mm-hmm. The Hebrew Bible? No, not the Hebrew Bible.
It was originally Hebrew.
Yeah, yeah.
And
also U.S. history.
Speaking to the town historian, you'd better put that in.
Mm-hmm.
least favorite?
Probably U.S. history. Okay. Although the history teacher I love, he's awesome.
Yeah, but it's the subject.
It's just the subject, yeah. So much to learn and, like, sort of to know and stuff, and I'm not that good with that sort of stuff.
It's hard to do a lot of memorization, which is why...
Like notes and all this
stuff. Yeah, I like to do the oral history interviews because that's not names and dates.
Yeah.
That's real life.
Yeah.
That's stories. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. I'm putting myself in here. How about English?
English? I actually had a really good teacher this year and, like,
that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, like, throughout the whole year, my, like, writing developed and got better. My reading skills and comprehension skills got better.
Well, that's
so
the whole point.
I started to like it more.
Good! Oh, that's wonderful, because that's a change from March.
Uh-huh.
That's great, and that's what I'm looking for. What do you do for extracurricular?
Extracurricular, I am a peer leader.
Okay, oh, all right. For what sport?
No, it's not for sports.
Oh.
So there's a group that you have to apply for.
All
and,
right.
Being a peer leader, you get information for kids coming into the school. So, like,
I see.
The head leader is Mrs. Finney. Uh-huh. She was played for the Olympics, actually. She's my advisor also. The hockey, U.S. hockey team. She's the head of, like, the group, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
So she sends us in. She assigned us with, like, 3 or 4 people, new students that are coming in. So we email them and their parents and, like, ask if they have
wanted.
Any. Yeah.
Ah.
Make them feel like they're
wanted.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. What do you do for sports?
For sports, I play hockey, mm-hmm. varsity hockey, varsity rowing, and I also did rec crew. But I think in the fall, this coming fall, I'm going to play rec soccer. Just mess around.
And by rec, you mean recreational?
Yeah.
How did your crew team do this year?
We didn't do bad. Actually, we graduated Thursday.
Mm.
So, the crew team, the first boat,
yep.
they stayed around.
Yeah.
And they're still there now, training
oh,
for nationals.
Good.
They're like one of the best teams in the country, I think. They won New England's and beat like Kent, who has been the powerhouse or something like that.
Oh, excellent. So they've done very, very well.
Yeah.
Are you in the first boat?
No. Third boat.
Third boat.
Oh, second
okay.
boat. Second boat.
Second boat.
I went from third to second, then back to third, and back to second.
Well, they put you where they needed
mm-hmm.
you.
Oh, also, extracurricular, I did pottery.
Okay.
Drawing and painting. Art classes.
Did
I played the trumpet.
Did you do drawing and painting with Roger McKee or...
Crowfoot. Do you know Mrs. Crowfoot?
I don't know, but I know the name.
Uh-huh.
You play the trumpet.
Yes.
Is it like a quartet? Is it a band? Is it what?
Well...
Or is it solo?
I stopped playing last year, so...
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. I played at IMS.
Mm-hmm.
I played in their ensemble program.
Too many things to do, so you have to make choices.
Yeah,
choices.
There's just, like... I wanted a little more free time at Salisbury.
What's that?
Huh?
Do you have any free time?
At Salisbury?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I have, like, 2 free periods a day.
Oh, okay.
With X Block and stuff, so I have some free time to get work done, hang with my friends, play some video games, stuff like that.
Then that's what you should do.
Uh-huh.
You should have time.
Yeah.
What time do you leave for school in the morning?
7:15, 7:30.
Do you have breakfast at school?
Yeah.
And when do you come home at night?
It depends. Probably around 10:15.
Good Lord, that's...
I'm there the whole day. Eat all 3 meals. Go in the dorms. So I'm like a boarder, just sleep at home.
Do you have a dorm room assigned to
no,
you?
No, we have a day room, actually.
You have a day room, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to have one next year, though. Because they're redoing one of the dorms, the oldest dorm.
Which is the oldest dorm?
North.
Okay.
Or Main or whatever. I forget which one it is.
That's all right. Tell me about meals. When's breakfast?
Breakfast goes from 7 to 8 on,
it's different.
It goes 8 on a few days, 8:30 on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and then like, on chapel days it closes at 7:50.
Okay.
Because they want everyone to get down to chapel.
Oh, sure. How about lunch?
Lunch is, I'm not sure about the times.
That's all right.
But we have...
is it cafeteria-style sit-down?
There's cafeteria-style. Then twice in the winter and once in the spring and fall a week, we have sit-down meals, so family-style meals with our advisor who, like, is our helper throughout the year, sort of.
Okay.
Mentor, sort of, I guess you could call him. And we have, like, a group of 4 kids per advisor. 4 to 5.
That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. Dinner?
Then dinner,
is that sit down or is it casual?
No, that's casual, but there's, like, Christmas dinner maybe, Thanksgiving dinner before we leave, we'll have...
The holiday dinner.
Especially, yeah, holiday dinners, family style, but there's
okay.
always the...
Is the food...
The food's good. Actually pretty good. Uh-huh. There's always a wide range of stuff, so they have, like, salad bar with fish, always chicken.
Mm-hmm.
They have like boar's head meats.
Mm-hmm. Good quality food.
Yeah.
Do you get enough to eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get plenty. But during the day, they don't have, like, snacks or anything.
No, no.
Up there. But people, the president next year, I think, is going to try to get the, have, like, bread out with Nutella or peanut butter and stuff like that. So you could just go up and do that. But then we have a snack bar, so people go to the snack bar if they're hungry. Gets costly, though.
Yeah. But boys, well, I won't say that boys always eat more than girls, but boys tend to eat a lot.
Yeah.
Particularly teenage boys.
Mm-hmm. But most people also have food in their rooms.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Some things don't change.
Yeah.
Chapel is Wednesdays?
Chapel is Tuesday, Fridays.
Oh, Tuesday, Friday.
Yeah. And then sport game days are on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Chapel is compulsory, I expect. You have to go to chapel.
Yeah.
Okay, how long does it, is it an hour, half hour, 45 minutes?
30 minutes. From 30 minutes, there's teachers give, like, life lesson speeches or stuff they've been through. Kids also.
Mm-hmm.
We have Michael Brown. You know Michael Brown?
Yes.
He's leaving next year.
Oh.
I think he's just retiring from, or he might be moving or something, I'm not sure. But he was our, like, the choir guy, sort of, a piano player.
He's great.
Yeah, he did all that stuff. He was really good. And then also we have, like, we'll have, like, the Salisbury Bell group come in on during, like, Christmas Mass or something like that. We'll have, like, an Easter sort of thing like that and stuff.
Motto. I'm not going to ask you to pronounce it.
I say Quam Videre.
Good. Good.
To seem rather than to seem to be. I remember from last time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's a single gender school. Do you like that?
Yes. Just, you don't have to worry about, like, looking good in the morning. Yeah, distractions, looking good in the mornings or stuff. It's just easier to, like, concentrate and just be yourself more.
That's what you said before, and I thought that was an excellent answer, that you can focus on what you need to do, and there aren't distractions.
Right.
Are there a lot of foreign students?
Yes, there are a lot of foreign students. There's kids from Mexico, Canada, there's kids from Sweden, a lot of kids from China, South Korea, Japan. So there's a lot of diversity.
With you being on the hockey team, are there a lot of foreign students on the hockey team?
Yes, we have kids from all over the U.S., Canada, Sweden, kid from Finland.
Oh, good.
I think that's it, actually.
Good. Do you have a dress code?
Yes, we have. Always have to wear a belt. In the fall, actually in the beginning of the fall, I think we can wear, I'm not sure, I can't remember if we can wear shorts or not, but during the winter and fall, let's just say, you have to wear khaki pants, button-up shirt, tie, belt, blazer, and socks, and like Sperry sort of shoe, dress shoe.
So you can't wear jeans and sneakers?
No.
Okay.
Unless there's like dress-down days for... I don't know, like,
do a dress-down day for charity?
Yeah, different charities.
You have to pay for everything you don't...
And, like, if you give blood, there's sort of dress-down day stuff for, like, that and stuff, so...
Do you like a dress code or not?
I don't know, it doesn't really bother me, but in the spring, if it gets hot, it's sort of annoying with, like, the collar on and stuff, but we can also wear shorts during the spring, and seniors can wear flip-flops, so... But we're not underclassmen aren't allowed.
Now you're going to be a senior next year.
Junior
next year.
Yeah. Sophomore this year.
No flip flops for you.
No flip flops.
Oh gee. What are you looking forward to after Salisbury School? Have you got any idea?
Haven't really decided.
Good. Good answer.
Probably going to play juniors.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll do a gap year?
Sort of like a gap year.
Okay. Anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to add to this before we stop? One thing I do want to ask you, have you made friends up there?
Yes.
Out of the town? I mean, friends that have come from other places?
At the school?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, because there's only 315, I think, the community is, like, so tight-knit that everywhere you go, you usually know the person's name. Or you, like, always acknowledge the person, stuff like that. So, and I also have a lot of friends, all the day students I've known since, like,
sure.
Salisbury Central and stuff like that. Sports are a big part of making friends also, like with the hockey team where we eat meals together.
Yeah.
We do things at night together. We watch movies, play video games, all that stuff together. So,
so it's a very tight group.
Yeah.
And that you like.
Especially the sport. Yeah.
Good. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Good.